Henrietta, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Absolute pleasure. Firstly, Marietta, could you tell us what is actually behind this proposal? What sort of problem is Dutton hoping this one will solve?
Well, in his original statement, he has said that an ability for the community to conduct an online check on people living in community will do two things. He said it will deter offenders and also allow community members to have an informed choice about who will supervise their children. And I would argue that both of those statements are incorrect.
What kind of protections exist currently to, you know, solve up these problems? Because obviously, you know, those are real concerns, but what kind of protections are already in place?
Look, I completely agree. This is a very complex area. How do you protect the kids who are the most vulnerable members of our community from sexual predators? So currently in place, there are three things. We have working with children check. So anybody working with a minor must obtain a working with children card in all of the states of Australia to be able to conduct this work. Secondly, we have extended supervision orders as well as electronic monitoring of offenders. For offenders who are deemed to be too serious or at a very high risk of reoffending at the time when they have even completed their sentences. And third, we have staged release processes, including parole for those offenders. So I would argue what we currently have in place is actually sufficient, and what is being proposed, in fact, i.e. publicly naming and shaming registered sex offenders, would actually deny them social support and in fact be counterproductive, increase their risk of reoffending.
If we could just focus on that one for a moment, you mentioned counterproductive there. Some people have been concerned about vigilante action being taken out against some of these offenders. What are some of the key concerns in your mind if this one was to go ahead?
Look, I'll talk about vigilantism in a second, but I think my first concern would be around adolescents and young people who would be subjected to such a network, if you like. Being placed on such a register would stigmatize young people and negatively affect their future study and employment. So, for example, if we're talking about an 18 or a 19-year-old in a consenting sexual relationship with a 15-year-old, I mean, should we really stigmatize such a person for the rest of their life? My second concern is around community and housing impact, because there is research from the United States that there is an impact on property values in areas where offenders live. My third implication is for law enforcement. So it is very expensive to maintain such a registry. So in New Jersey, there's an estimate saying that it costs around $3.3 million to implement such a strategy. And the fourth one is around vigilantism, which is concern for safety of offenders. Also, there are studies saying 44% of offenders experience threats or harassment. 16% also reported that their cohabitants or their family members were harassed. And 8% were actually physically assaulted. So what I would kind of propose is that what we should do is conduct risk assessment strategies to identify those who are at the highest risk and kind of look at their reducing their own risk of recidivism and reserve those funds for intensive restrictions and intervention for those who are the highest risk and not have a blanket approach on all sex offenders.
And if I just may be a touch cynical, Marietta, I mean, we are coming up to a federal election. Some might suggest this is a pretty easy talking point. Something like this register is a fairly easy thing to get across in a sort of 10-second blurb. So it may feed into being politically motivated as an election issue. If Mr. Dutton decides to go ahead with this, if the Australian government decides to go ahead with this, just how much of an uphill battle would it even be to get this register up and working?
Look, I couldn't agree more with you. I really couldn't agree more. Public support for schemes like this elsewhere, so in the United States, in the UK, and in Australia, would be very high. because of course people would be, you know, all kind of horrified of anything very serious happening to their own children, and this is of course including me as a parent. But at the same time, we've got to be really realistic and think about what are the real possibilities and the real, you know, what is really going to have an impact and a real effect on reducing, you know, horrific offending. And unfortunately, this isn't it. At the same time, the reality has shown that this has actually very low levels, low effects on the levels of fear of crime. So I think it would be a real wasted opportunity and a knee-jerk reaction, to be very honest and frank, and kind of, you know, cheap political money, in my opinion.
Well, Marietta, it is a complex one, as you mentioned there before. I do appreciate your insight. I do appreciate you giving us a little bit of time on this one this morning.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.